Meanwhile, the federal government has pledged $2 million in humanitarian aid to support communities affected by last week's earthquakes. And that comes in part thanks to the direct advocacy of Venezuelan Australians who've filled the void of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Community fundraising will also ramp up this weekend around Venezuelan Independence Day. Mariana Marcano helped lead the delegation to Canberra. Mariana, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for this time.
Tell me how this delegation came together to advocate for support for Venezuelans.
Look, I will, tell you that Frank Madri, which is also a great leader here in the Canberra community, put together this delegation of 10 people. We had people from Canberra, Queensland, Melbourne and Sydney coming to the state to come to Parliament on Wednesday afternoon.
And what sort of reception did you get from the federal government?
Look, we really want to thank Australia and the Australian people for standing with Venezuela and also the Australian government. The reception on Wednesday was incredible. We attended a meeting with Minister Matt Thistlethwaite to raise awareness of the humanitarian crisis and advocate for continued support for Venezuela. And after that, we joined Question Time at the Parliament, not only to keep advocating for the humanitarian support, but also to express our sincere gratitude to the Australian people and the government for standing with Venezuela.
What are some of the difficulties in trying to get Australian government support in this scenario when there aren't diplomatic, official, formal diplomatic ties between Australia and Venezuela? It must make it more complicated.
Look, our diplomatic mission closed last year here in Canberra, right? So it's up to us, I think, the civilians to keep knocking the doors of the minister's offices to keep advocating and raising our voice of the awareness of what's going on in the country. As you probably aware, this is a strategy that is not only the devastating earthquakes, it's also the struck a country that was already experiencing one of the world's longest humanitarian and institutional crises after more than 27 years of authoritarian rule. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the picture of a country that was already devastated by the dictatorship system getting now these their earthquakes. So, I think it's up to us, similar to what is going on in the country, many civilians doing the work that state should be doing.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Mariana Marcano, who's helped lead a delegation advocating for Australian aid for affected communities in Venezuela. I also want to bring in Elena Zerbo, who's the Vice President of the Venezuelan Association for Australia and who's led some local fundraising efforts ahead of Venezuelan Independence Day this Sunday. Elena, welcome to Breakfast. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
How much has this disaster affected the Venezuelan diaspora in Australia?
Oh, it has affected us deeply. As many might know, Caracas is the capital city of Venezuela, but it also, the northern part of Venezuela holds pretty much almost half of the population of the country. So almost everyone in Australia or anywhere in the world has either a family, a relative, or even a friend that has been affected by the earthquake. So it has, and besides, as Mariana was saying, we've been struggling for years, and this was just a blow for every Venezuelan all over the world.
So can you talk me through what the community here in Australia is trying to do to offer help from afar?
Yes, well, considering that Australia is so far away from Venezuela, we're focusing, obviously, our efforts on gathering fundings. We have come together, all the different associations and groups across Australia, to hold fundraiser events. Most of them will be held this Sunday because it's Venezuela's Independence Day celebration, I guess, on the 5th of July. So we decided, well, that's a significant date for us. There will be several others, but most of them, the major cities, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, even Launceston and Hobart, I believe, are holding these fundraiser events.
There must be quite a big logistical effort to try and get lots of events going in this fundraising effort.
Well, yes, but also we came together very quickly because, as we said, we're pretty united. We're a small community. We're very close, and we all have a goal and, you know, the same wishes for our country. We want, you know, a democratic transition. So we've been through a lot way before this disaster of the earthquakes. And so we've been connected. So it was actually surprisingly quick. Just within hours, we were already connected and, you know, making plans and working on the logistics. It's been an amazing support from all the Venezuelan organizations in the country.
Oh, that's wonderful, Elena. Hopefully lots of Australians in different cities where the celebrations and fundraising efforts are taking place can take part this Sunday. Elena, thank you very much for speaking to me this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.